Some say there's a very seemingly simple yet exceptionally profound pasuk in this week's parsha. The Torah says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal Yisrael is going to go out, that Klal Yisrael is going to go out of Mitzrayim, and ultimately again even Paro is not going to stop them. So the pasuk says Ulechol Bnei Yisrael Lo Yecherat Kelev Lashono. It's a very beautiful idea for all of Klal Yisrael. I'll say now, literally translated, and for all Bnei Yisrael, Lo Yecherat Kelev Lashono means the dog will not even wag or wet its tongue. So obviously, the image that's being painted over here is what? Is that when Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, there's going to be no resistance. Not only is Paro going to not resist, but even again, the dog won't even bark. Right? That's how little resistance there's going to be. Even the dog won't bark, and Klal Yisrael will be able to go ahead and get out of Mitzrayim. But there's a beautiful insight by Rav Nachum Mendel of Kotzk, and the Kotzker says, you know, in every statement in the Torah, there's always a deeper message. So what's the deeper message over here? So listen to this. He has a very homiletic interpretation. Olechol b'nei Yisrael, you know, when we leave Mitzrayim, we have the ability to become part of something greater than ourselves. You know, up to Yitzias Mitzrayim, the story of the Jewish people is a story of individuals. Right? So Bereishis is the story of the Avos Animos, and even Shmos is the story of the children of Yaakov Avinu. It's really only when we leave Mitzrayim that we become a nation. Or I should say we begin the journey of nationhood. That journey ultimately, again, reaches its apex at Har Sinai, by Na'aseh Nishra, by Kabbalah HaTorah. But this is the beginning of the actualization or the creation of our nationhood. So I'll say, what the Torah is teaching us is that what does it mean to be a member of Klal Yisrael? Well, the first directive is, Lo Yecheratz Kelev Lashono. What does that mean? So that's what the Kotzker says. He says, you have to do it a little bit differently. Lo Yecheratz, there should never be a Choritz. So we'll say, what's a Choritz? So a Choritz ultimately is a division, right? There should never be a division. Rather, what? Kelev Lishono. Not Kelev Lishono, but Kelev Lishono. That ultimately, again, what's in my heart is what should come out on my tongue. What does that mean, says the Kotzker? And this is so beautiful. It says, sometimes in life, we often live with a disconnect. There are certain things that I believe in my life. There are certain things that I believe in my heart. There are certain principles, beliefs, and ideals that I really, truly believe in and subscribe to. There's only one problem. They're often not expressed in the way that I speak, and they're not expressed in the things that I do. There's often in life a disconnect between my belief system and my lifestyle. Says the Kotzker, the Ribono Shel Olam is telling Bnei Yisrael, if you want to really be a powerful nation, not just as a collective, but as Yechidim, then a person has to make sure there's never a Choritz, there's never a disconnect between their beliefs and between their lifestyle. We'll say, if I believe in something, I have to ask myself the following. If these beliefs are important to me, where do I see them actualized in the way that I'm living? Where do I see them actualized in my lifestyle? It's not enough to believe in something. I have to live it as well. That's the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael, yes, the dogs won't bark and everyone's going to let you out, but I'm giving you such a bigger bracha. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael, lo yecherat, there should never be a choritz. There should never be a division between the lev and the lashon. But Rabbi say we should find the koach that if we believe in something, don't just believe it, but find the koach to live it. Good Shabbos.